This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Monday, July 6, 2015. I'm Mark Belanger. In Greece, a government-led campaign to reject demands for increased austerity measures have been supported by a national plebiscite. Radio Labour's senior correspondent Seymourie Ainsborough has a report.
Labour leaders are blaming international bankers for the no vote in Sunday's referendum in Greece. In a nationwide poll, Greeks voted 61% to reject the latest demands for more austerity by the International Monetary Fund, the Central European Bank, and the European Commission. Union leaders are saying that the three organizations, known as the Troika, have been pushing for more austerity measures, which will further exacerbate the situation. The International Trade Union Confederation released a statement after the referendum results were announced, saying the Troika must end its demands for more cuts. ITUC General Secretary Sharon Burrow said, "The Greek people have clearly understood something that the creditor institutions apparently have not, that intensifying the Troika-imposed austerity policies of the last 5 years will only prolong the depression. The bankers," she said, "must end their demands for further cuts in pensions and public services and continued destruction of labor market institutions in return for payments on loans they already approved. Instead, they should support a pro-growth investment and jobs program in Greece." The Greek Confederation of Labour had called for the cancellation of the referendum, saying that it was called too quickly. According to a Confederation spokesperson, the timing did not allow Greeks enough time to understand the implications of a no vote. The Confederation repeated its stand that Greece should remain in the European Union. This is Seymourie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.
In the United States, the Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case which could have devastating effects on the labor movement in the country. The case is called Frederick versus the California Teachers Association. Ms. Fredericks is a woman teacher supported by a right-wing anti-union organization. She argues that by paying what is called a fair share fee, she is being forced to support a political activity. The political activity she objects to is collective bargaining. I talked to Elaine Bernard about the case. Ms. Bernard is the executive director of the Labor and Work-Life Program at Harvard Law School. I asked her to describe the court case concerning the fair share fee that the California teacher wants to stop paying.
The case is Fredericks versus the California Teachers Association. And it's a case of a young teacher who is arguing that she needn't pay fair share fees. Well, what are fair share fees? Essentially, in the U.S., once a union is certified, it must represent everybody in the bargaining unit. They're not by law required to join the union, but they are required to pay at least what's called a fair share. That is a portion of the dues, and only that portion which actually covers the bargaining and negotiations. And the idea is that everybody's going to benefit from what the union does. The union is obliged to represent everyone, whether they join or not. And so in many states, there's what's called fair share. So employees are required to pay a portion of the dues. It normally works out to only about 60, maybe 70% of what a member would pay. And the idea is to prevent free riders. That is, people who get all the benefits but don't pay into it.
The Supreme Court will be taking up this case in its next term, which starts in October and ends in June of 2016. What are the implications for labor unions if the Supreme Court rules against the fair share fee?
Well, there's 25 states right now, including California, that have established these fair share fees. And so what it would do is it would turn basically public sector in those states into what we call in the U.S. right to work. That is, the law would prohibit negotiating fair share so that you would have workers the union is obliged to represent but is not able to collect dues from them.
Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.